Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into the world of value investing today with this essay by Joachim Huth.
Oh, yeah. He's chairman of the investment committee at Investrum.
Yeah.
It's a Stockholm-based asset management firm. And you guessed it, they focus on value investing.
Exactly. And Huth, in this essay, he kind of lays out his investing philosophy and connects it to broader principles for a life and business, too.
It is really fascinating how he makes those connections.
Yeah.
He argues that without clear guiding principles, you just end up reacting to the market, you know, to your competition, to whatever's happening, instead of making strategic decisions.
So you're saying it's about being proactive.
Yeah. Being intentional, not just going with the flow.
Not just going with the flow.
Exactly. And that leads him to the core of value investing.
Okay.
He emphasizes the importance of owning fantastic companies.
Public or private?
Public or private. Yeah. Businesses with sustainable competitive advantages, strong financials, ethical, competent leadership.
So that sounds like a pretty solid foundation. But
yeah.
It can't just be as simple as finding good companies, can it?
No, you're absolutely right. The key is the price.
Okay.
The real magic happens when you acquire these fantastic companies at a bargain.
When's the best time to do that?
Ideally, when everyone else is panicking, you know, when there's blood in the streets.
Oh, wow. That's a...
As he puts it.
Yeah, that's a pretty intense image. So he's talking about having the courage to buy when everyone else is selling.
Precisely. And that's where he draws the line between investors and speculators.
Okay.
Speculators chase quick profits, hoping someone else will pay more later on.
Mm-hmm.
Value investors focus on intrinsic value.
What a company's really worth.
Yeah, based on its ability to generate cash flow.
So looking beyond the hype, the short-term ups and downs.
Exactly, and digging into the fundamentals.
And that leads into how Huth views risk.
It's really interesting. He challenges the traditional idea of risk as just volatility, argues that the real risk is the potential for permanent capital loss.
He even criticizes beta as a risk measure, doesn't he?
Yes. He sees beta as a flawed indicator, especially for long-term investors.
Mm-hmm.
Points to the dangers of things like inflation and unproductive assets like gold.
Which can erode your buying power over time.
Exactly.
So instead of going after those shiny objects, he wants us to focus on, what did he call them, productive assets?
Productive assets, things that generate income and hold their value even in tough times.
So like owning a business.
Yeah. Think of it like owning a commercial cow that keeps producing milk.
Oh, he said that.
As Huth puts it.
Wow. Okay.
Businesses, farmland, things that consistently generate income and profits.
It's about building a portfolio that can kind of weather any storm.
Yeah.
Not just chasing the latest trends. This is where it gets really interesting for me.
Okay.
Huth seems to be a big believer in long-term thinking.
Absolutely.
He criticizes the obsession with short-term performance, and he wants us to view our holdings as ownership. In a business.
That's a crucial point. He wants you to think like an owner, not just someone flipping stocks for a quick buck.
Mm.
See, investing as a long-term partnership with a company. And he believes the real power of compounding comes when investments are left alone for decades.
Which takes a lot of patience. It's like planting a tree and letting it grow for years before harvesting.
Exactly.
Huth also talks about cutting through the noise, you know, all that financial news and predictions and expert opinions out there.
It's everywhere.
He calls it noise.
He dismisses most of it as just that noise, a distraction.
Wow.
He's all about independent thinking, encourages you to develop your own investment strategy and stick to it.
No matter what.
No matter how crazy the market gets, tune out the hype, focus on the fundamentals of the businesses you're investing in.
It seems like he has a pretty interesting perspective on index funds as well.
He does.
Acknowledges their appeal, especially for passive investors, but also points out their limitations.
Right. He's critical of market-weighted indexes, points out that they're inherently flawed.
Oh, really?
And can even expose to higher than expected risk because of the concentration in a few large companies. And by their very nature, index funds can never outperform the market.
So while they offer simplicity, they might not be the best option for everyone.
Especially if you're looking to beat the market.
Okay, so one thing that surprised me was how much Huth talks about the human element of business and investing.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he talks a lot about the importance of leadership salesmanship, building strong relationships.
Not just with clients, but within your own team as well.
Exactly. He even emphasizes the power of positive thinking, especially in sales.
Really?
It's like he believes your mindset plays a huge role in your success.
That's really interesting. I wouldn't have expected that from an essay about value investing.
It's almost like he's encouraging us to invest in ourselves as well.
That's a great point.
He advocates for surrounding yourself with competent, driven people who share your vision.
Yeah.
And for building trust in long-term relationships.
He sees those as key ingredients for success in any field.
It seems that way.
This is just scratching the surface of Huth's essay, but it's giving us a lot to think about.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a unique perspective, and he's not afraid to challenge conventional wisdom.
Exactly. He encourages you to question everything, to think critically, and to develop your own investment philosophy based on solid principles.
And a deep understanding of business.
Exactly. And that brings us to another one of his key points.
Okay.
Understanding the true nature of risk.
Mm.
He argues that traditional measures like beta can be misleading, especially for long-term investors.
So if beta is not the way to think about it, what is he saying?
He defines risk as the potential for permanent loss of capital.
Okay.
So it's not about the short-term fluctuations or, you know, how much your portfolio goes up and down.
Right.
It's about avoiding catastrophic losses that can really decimate your wealth.
Yeah, it's about protecting your downside, not just chasing returns.
Exactly. And this ties into his skepticism about things like gold.
Mm-hmm.
He sees them as speculative bets driven by fear rather than productive assets.
Interesting. He even compares investing in gold to paying people to guard buried treasure.
Yeah, it's a great analogy.
It is.
It highlights that point that true wealth comes from owning a piece of something that's productive.
Right, like businesses and farmland.
Exactly. Those are the things that generate income, profits, and ultimately wealth.
Those are the commercial cows that keep producing milk.
Exactly.
Speaking of milk, Hutt's thoughts on dividends are pretty interesting.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to be a big fan of companies paying out dividends if they could reinvest that money for growth.
It's like he's saying, why milk the cow when you can let it grow bigger and stronger?
Mm-hmm.
He believes companies should only pay dividends if they really can't find better ways to reinvest their earnings.
So it's about prioritizing that long-term growth over short-term payouts.
Absolutely.
It sounds like he's really challenging how we think about investing.
He is. He wants you to see investing as this long-term game, a journey of discovering and owning great businesses that can compound your wealth over time.
And that brings us back to tuning out the noise.
Oh, yeah.
He is very critical of that constant barrage of financial news and expert opinions we see every day.
It's like a siren song that can lure investors into making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Based on fear and greed.
Exactly. He urges you to develop your own independent judgment and to stick to your strategy.
No matter what.
No matter what the headlines are saying.
That's easier said than done.
It is tempting to react to every little thing.
Yeah.
But he reminds us that the market is often irrational in the short term.
Right.
True value investors focus on those long-term fundamentals.
Not the daily noise. And he's not afraid to challenge some of the sacred cows of the investing world.
Like what?
Like index funds.
Yeah.
He acknowledges their appeal, but points out some of the limitations.
Right. He's critical of market-weighted indexes. He argues they can expose you to a lot of risk and that they're limited in their ability to outperform.
So while they might be a good starting point for some investors,
sure,
they're not a magic bullet.
Definitely not Huth advocates for a more engaged, active approach to investing.
It's like he's saying, don't follow the crowd, forge your own path.
Exactly. And that path, according to Huth, is paved with principles, patience, and an understanding of intrinsic value.
I love how he ties all of this back to the human element. You know, leadership, salesmanship, the power of relationships.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's saying investing isn't just about numbers.
It's about people.
It is. He talks about surrounding yourself with competent and driven people.
Mm-hmm.
And building trust in long-term relationships.
He even advocates for the power of positive thinking and visualization.
Especially in sales.
Yeah, it's like he believes your mindset plays a crucial role in your success.
Not just in business, but in life.
Exactly. This is so much more than just an essay about investing. It's a philosophy for life.
It really is. He challenges us to think differently about risk, about value.
About the role of luck and skill.
He encourages us to question everything, to be patient, to be disciplined, and to never stop learning.
To always be growing.
And one thing that really stood out to me was how Huth emphasizes the importance of recognizing and seizing true value when it presents itself. He even tells a story about a talking frog.
Oh, yeah, the talking frog.
In a park.
It's a funny story.
Yeah, but it illustrates his point beautifully.
Absolutely.
So this frog claims to be a cursed stock speculator who could only be turned back into a human if a value investor kicked him.
Sounds familiar.
But Huth, being the savvy value investor that he is, realizes that the frog was worth more as a talking frog.
As a human speculator.
Exactly. He chose not to kiss the frog because he saw the unique value in the situation as is.
That's a great point.
And it ties back to his emphasis on independent thinking, you know, challenging conventional wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Huth encourages us to develop our own judgment and not just follow the herd mentality.
To be like him, willing to see the talking frog for what it is. A unique opportunity.
Yeah, not something to fear or dismiss. So after this deep dive into Huth's essay, what does it all mean for our listeners?
Well,
what are the key takeaways?
I think Hutt's essay offers a framework for understanding not just value investing, but a value-driven approach to life in general.
Okay.
He challenges us to define our principles, to think long-term, and to focus on building real sustainable wealth.
Financially and personally.
Exactly. He's urging us to be patient, to be disciplined, to do our own research.
Tune out the noise, focus on what matters, find those commercial cows.
That'll keep producing year after year.
That's a great analogy, and he reminds us that investing is about more than just numbers.
Yeah.
It's about understanding people and businesses and the forces that drive value.
And maybe most importantly, he reminds us to embrace the journey.
Oh, that's good.
To be curious, to challenge assumptions, and to never stop learning.
Maybe you'll even find your own talking frog along the way.
Exactly. And remember, this deep dive is just a starting point.
Mm.
We encourage you to explore Hutt's ideas further.
Yeah, see how they resonate with your own experiences and your goals.
Maybe it'll change the way you think about risk, or maybe it just reinforces the importance of sticking to your principles.
Whatever you take away from this, we hope it empowers you to make more informed decisions.
Not just about your investments, but all aspects of your life.
Absolutely, and that's the power of a deep dive like this.
It is surfacing these valuable insights that can help us navigate the world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Jochen F. and value investing.
And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.